Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I myself was raised on Sesame Street, and so any song originally sung by Kermit is a special favorite of mine. Thank you so much. That was lovely. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for welcoming into your church home this morning on a very cold morning. I myself might have chosen to stay in bed, and so I really appreciate that you didn't and came to hear me speak. Our reading is called The Fence, and it's a poem by Reverend Lynn Engar. Something there is that doesn't love a wall, but what about a fence? Low, picket, peeling, and intertwined with jasmine. Would it help if there were space between the slats wide enough for a fat cat to squeeze through? And doesn't all the best complexity happen at such borders? Whatever you think you know about who you have fenced in or out is almost certainly wrong. Just ask the cat, the jasmine, the irrepressible ivy, and the undaunted grass. It is usually the newcomer who asks the pointed question when we longtime UUs have just learned to accept without questioning anymore. I like your church, the newcomer says. I like to hear about different religions, and I like your accepting attitudes. I like it that when I come here, I don't feel like I'm left out of what's going on, even though I'm new. What you're doing seems relevant to my life. I like that. I never thought that church could be relevant to modern life. You nod enthusiastically. Yes, this is what UUism is all about, you think. This newcomer really gets it. But there's one thing I don't understand, the newcomer says. And I guess I'll ask you, because I haven't heard it from anyone else yet. Tell me, because I really don't get it, what do UUs believe? Oh, the dreaded question. How many of us have struggled through this one with new people, with family members, with colleagues, at school, during the holidays, with the curious folks we meet from day to day? Answering what UUs believe is a tough one, much like this earpiece that I... Something about my ears are not meant to hang multiple things off of. All right, I'm working on it. Okay. So answering what you use belief can be a tough one, right? We hem and haw, we turn vague and serious, we pull out long-winded comparisons, we talk a lot about what we don't believe. The newcomer becomes genuinely alarmed as we, the experienced UU, become more and more distressed and unable to answer what seems like a perfectly reasonable question. The clearest of them, of us, are then often inspired to sprightly offer that ubiquitous explanation, the one with the ounce of truth and the pound of error. Oh, don't worry about all that, the longtime UU says with a newfound burst of confidence. In Unitarian Universalism, you can believe whatever you want. I'm talking on this subject today because once upon a time, a thoughtful congregant from my former church, which was the Sugarloaf Congregation in Germantown, Maryland, he once sent me a link to a letter on the internet from a humanist UU, a letter written in 1985 by a man named Larry Reka, just as Mr. Reka was about to leave his UU congregation and go on to religious practices more distinctly humanist. The person who sent the letter to me wanted to know what I thought about it, since Mr. Reka raises questions that I think still resonate with many UUs, even though the context and UU culture from which he writes is 30 years old. I'm going to read you a bit of Mr. Reka's letter, the more serious parts anyway. He writes, The historical roots of the Unitarian Universalist Church have produced a religion with a unique flavor. The combination of residual Christianity and disguised humanism found in this denomination is to be found nowhere else. However, as a humanist, I find certain aspects of Unitarian Universalism to be frustrating. The principle of affirming no creed is, I believe, less than forthright. Groups that stand for everything stand for nothing, or else they deceive. The alliance of convenience between residual Christians and closet humanists is inhibiting to both groups. For humanists, the result is a timid humanism that spends more time keeping peace with the God believers in the church than meeting their own needs as humanists and reaching out to other humanists in the larger community. The willingness on the part of the Unitarian Universalist Church to tolerate my humanism is far from enough for me. My need is for an organization that affirms my humanism. And so while I will remain a friend of the Unitarian Universalist Church and all of you, as long as you'll have me, I cannot, for reasons above, consider myself a member of your congregation. Today I'll be speaking to the conundrum that this author brings up regarding the range of different belief systems that you'll find in your average UU congregation. But I'd like to start by telling you about an experience I had a few years ago with my then 3-year-old niece while we were visiting a restaurant during a family reunion. The waitress was taking our drink orders, and like many restaurants, as you may know, they only offered the kinds of juices that would be kept behind a bar. And so my niece was brought her very first sippy cup of pineapple juice. "Apple juice," she delightedly exclaimed, and then took a sip. She made the most horrible face I've ever seen on a child, and I have seen some horrible faces. "This is an apple juice," she yelled at the top of her lungs. Across her sweet little face, you could see so many emotions: disgust, anger, disappointment, rage. "This is an apple juice," she repeated. She searched for a word from her limited vocabulary. "It's orange juice or peach," she spit out with loathing. She wouldn't touch the pineapple juice anymore, or admit it was something new, or try it again. It wasn't apple juice. That was all she needed to know. So in order to answer the question, what do UUs believe, and to address the concerns that we hear from our letter by Larry Reka this morning, you need to understand one thing first. Unitarian Universalism is the pineapple juice of religions. Mr. Reka is right that we are a residually Christian religion, and lots of people come to us having grown up in other Christian religions, or at least thinking that Christianity is the religious norm. Even people who have never been to church before, not even once, come in thinking Christianity is a religious norm, the comparison group against which Unitarian Universalism is to be evaluated. Well, Christianity is apple juice religion. And although many of us have come here wanting a new kind of juice, it is often only apple juice that we are familiar with. When we taste the pineapple juice religion that is Unitarian Universalism, our reactions range from delight to dismay to horror. And some of us shout out, like Mr. Reka, like my niece, "This is an apple juice!" And they are absolutely right. Unfortunately, Unitarian Universalists have often responded to this cry by doing exactly what my sister did with my niece when my niece refused the pineapple juice. My sister said, "Okay, it's apple juice." And she poured some water in the cup and she handed it over. I'll say this again. She watered down the pineapple juice. She told her daughter it was apple juice and handed it over. And my niece, although she knew it wasn't really apple juice, she took it and drank. We UUs fall into the trap of doing this exact same thing. People come to us asking, "What do UUs believe?" And we water down who we are, our pineapple juice religion, and we hand it to them and we say, "It's apple juice, sweetie, just what you wanted." We hem and haw, and we say what we don't believe, and we feel awkward and inadequate because we can't come up with a creed to answer the question in the way that apple juice religions can. And some of our folks drink it down, and others of us are still shouting that this isn't the juice for us. But Mr. Reka is right in that we aren't being forthright about who we are when we do this apple juice trick. We are a pineapple juice religion. And so long as we are watering our pineapple juice down and passing it out amongst the people pretending it's apple juice, we are always going to be confusing and frustrating for our newcomers, and eventually even for our longtime members. For when we get down to the core difference between Unitarian Universalism and other Christian religions, we can see our pineappliness right away. The difference is embedded in the fact, the very fact, that outsiders always ask us, "What do you use believe?" The fact that they ask the question shows how much of the culture of Christianity is present in their mindsets and in our national consciousness as well, because Unitarian Universalism is not centered around what we believe at all. But Christianity, from whence we indeed came, is all about what you believe, and always has been. If you take a look at Christian history, again and again, you'll see both definitions and dividing lines drawn around beliefs, around theological doctrines that helped Christians see who was inside the religion and who was out. In Christianity, determining which beliefs leave you inside the circle and which beliefs send you packing has been the main work of the church through the last 2,000 years. Do you believe that Jesus was of a similar substance to God, but not the same substance? Well, you've been excommunicated from the mainstream church since the year 325. Do you believe that the Holy Spirit emerges directly from God the Father, or from God the Father through the Son? In the first instance, you get to stick with the Roman Church, and in the second, you have broken off with the Roman Church to form the Eastern Orthodox Church. Ta-da! Do you believe, when taking communion, that God is fully present in the wine and the bread, or partially present, or symbolically present, or present in our hearts when we take communion, while not present in the bread and wine, or not present at all? I could tell you which Christian religion ascribes to which belief if I were not so overwhelmed with not giving a damn when I wrote this sermon that I refused to go look it up. And when I say that I don't give a damn about these differences, I'm not being a slacker, a little bit in that case, but I'm being a Unitarian Universalist, because this is what makes us the pineapple juice religion instead of those other apple juice religions. In Unitarian Universalism, it really isn't about what you believe, at least not what you believe about God, or lack thereof. So in that way, that sprightly, simplistic description of us, so often given to newcomers, is correct. You can believe pretty much whatever you want to about God and find a home in a UU congregation. That's not because we have a watered-down religion or we don't care what you believe. It's because we don't have an apple juice religion, but a pineapple juice one. By that I mean, Unitarian Universalism, unlike Christianity, is not based on shared theological beliefs. Unitarian Universalism, despite our residual Christianity, is unlike Christianity in that it is not based on shared theological beliefs. Unitarian Universalism is based on what we do together, how we want to act together. It is not based on what we believe or don't believe about God. You may agree with Larry Reka that religion has to be centered on theological beliefs. One of the things he wrote in the longer letter is that agreeing to disagree is an appropriate principle for our pluralistic society as a whole, but it is not appropriate for a religious community. I, however, completely disagree with Mr. Reka. A religion does not have to center around theological beliefs just because the Christian religion has done so for so long that many of us don't know that there's any other choice. All we have to do is look to some of those other religions whose truths we also hold so meaningful. Buddhism is a religion, but it has no creed, little theology, and some would say no God. What Buddhism does have is a practice. The Buddhist religion centers around, see if this sounds familiar, the way in which Buddhist people act. Jews don't have a creed, a statement of belief to which they have to adhere. The Hebrew scriptures don't talk about belief. They talk about a covenant, an agreement between God and the people of Israel in which the people act a certain way and God responds. Judaism is not about doctrine. It is about behavior, always has been and is to this day. Islam also has little theology. Muslims define themselves by adherence to the five pillars of Islam, and only one of those pillars is about belief. Most of the practice, again, the practice of Islam, calls for a life of prayer and caring for the needy. So Unitarian Universalism is like Buddhism, Judaism, and Islam in its focus on practice and behavior rather than on doctrine or theological belief. All four are pineapple juice religions. Valid, strong, legitimate pineapple juice religions. They only seem lacking when you look at them through your desires for apple juice. We're all pretty excited at the UUA about our new boss and new president, Reverend Susan Frederick Ray. But today I'll be quoting from the writings of the UUA's former president, Reverend Peter Morales. He wrote that religion without belief is not phony religion. It isn't fake religion or pretend religion or partial religion or religion light. The problem, he went on to say, the problem with asking what someone believes is that it is the wrong question in Unitarian Universalism. It's the wrong question to ask what you use believe. It's the better question to ask what we are to do together. Which is not to diminish the importance of the desire to seek out what we ourselves believe as individuals about God or and the nature of the universe. It is foundational work. UU churches at their best will encourage you to seek out your own truths and to share them with each other so that we can all learn from each other and encourage each other along our spiritual searches and our spiritual discoveries. UU churches want to mix up all the theological colors because we know there are so many ways to see the art. When we talk to each other, we help each other see things we never would have seen alone. UU churches at their best are always finding ways to show the wonder of the world and are always talking about our different views and assessments of that wonder. Coming to my own set of truths about the workings of the world has laid a grounding in my own life that I could not do without. I came to my own truths through a number of experiences, regular spiritual practice, and a great deal of study. And those truths center me and guide me every single day. But I don't come to church looking to see those truths reflected back at me, which is why I am a Unitarian Universalist. I come to church because, given my beliefs, I want to know what to do next, how to love my neighbor and my enemy more completely, how to make the world the sort of place that it has the potential to be. I love UU Church because it teaches me how to do that, not because it tells me what to think or believe in the first place, because it doesn't. If I wanted to be told what to think or to believe in church, I would have to go somewhere else. As it seems, Larry Reka eventually did. Peter Morales wrote about this very point in an issue of the Church of the Larger Fellowship newsletter. He writes that true religion is about what we love, not about what we think. True religion is about what you and I hold sacred. The practice of true religion is faithfulness to what we love. When we focus on what we truly love, we discover we love the same things. We realize that we need one another. We want to be compassionate and gentle with one another. We want to raise children who are kind, content, and responsible. We want a place, church, where we can come together to remind ourselves of what is truly worthwhile. I want to pull out one of Morales' statements because I think it is the explanation for why we are so willing to let folks go off and figure out what they believe on their own. He said, remember, that when we focus on what we truly love, we discover that we love the same things, even when we believe different things. To me, this is the root of how we maintain this pluralistic religion of ours. When we allow for the free and responsible search for truth and meaning, we find that we more often than not come to the same place in terms of how we want to act or be in the world around us. And then the Unitarian Universalist Church makes all sorts of sense because we bring what we believe to a place where we talk rather a lot about how to act. Centering a religion on doctrine, creed, or theological statements about what you believe is apple juice religion. There's nothing wrong with it. Larry Reka fairly cries out with his need for this sort of religion. Just because he is a humanist, don't be fooled. Mr. Reka left Unitarian Universalism because he wanted to practice his humanist religion with people who believe the same way he did. He didn't want a religion that focused on something other than belief. He wanted a faithful humanist religion where he could practice his faith among like-minded believers, or non-believers in this case. There are some of us seekers who need that, who eventually discover that they aren't interested in pluralistic faith at all, but want to be surrounded by people who believe like they do. And that's okay. Those folks will likely not be satisfied by Unitarian Universalism, and that's okay too. But there's no point in railing against the pineapple juice for refusing to be apple juice. We UUs aren't here to find a common doctrine, but to find a common path. We don't think beliefs are unimportant, they just aren't what we're generally talking about. Peter Morales said that our religion is not really religion without belief, it is religion beyond belief. Pineapple juice religion is beyond belief. Unitarian Universalism isn't apple juice or tomato juice or cranberry cocktail. Next time, when that new person comes to you to ask, in some way or another, what this religion is all about, tell them, we're the juice you never tasted before. Be patient and give us a try. You just might like it after all. Amen.